Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Should we ban XL bully dogs? And this is all after Nicole Morey was killed in a dog attack in County Limerick after celebrating her 23rd birthday on Tuesday night. An absolutely awful tragedy. I was listening to the Environment Minister, Eamon Ryan. He was on breakfast earlier and he said he's in favour of banning certain breeds of dogs.
With respect to all the experts who say you shouldn't ban, but I do question, I'd be supportive of us restricting banning such breeds, because it's not just that they're a threat to their owner, it's they're a threat to the community. I mean, literally a threat, in the sense that when you're walking down a side, you know, path, yeah, and you see that type of dog coming at you, you're scared. And I'm thinking, well, why are we terrorising people in our community? Yeah. So I would be in the more restrictive end, because I don't think it's fair to people in a community that you've got that presence.
Yeah, I find myself struggling to disagree with Eamon Ryan on this one. You've probably heard at this stage that the Minister, Heather Humphreys, has also set up this working group, and this is to try and examine dog control measures. Orla Murray is the chair of the Health and Welfare Committee in the Irish Kennel Club. They're part of the Minister's working group. Orla is with us on the line today. Orla, should we ban XL bully dogs?
Good afternoon. Hi, how are you? Well, the Irish Kennel Club stance is we'll basically support whatever legislation the government bring in. Obviously, the Irish Kennel Club will support and will, you know, will work with. But I think that the Minister has set up this stakeholder group, and It's one of the many issues that's being addressed, but I do think, in view of the unfortunate events of the last couple of days, it does need to be looked at. I'm not sure whether your listeners are aware, but in October 23, the UK banned the American Pit Bull and any of the crossbreeds of type of dogs. So this actually had it's quite severe. So in the UK now, in England and Wales, but not including Scotland, it's now illegal to breed, sell, advertise, rehome, abandon or allow an American bully type dog to stray. So they're quite stringent measures. But I think this working group is going to look at all aspects of this and what the best way forward is. One thing that we need to kind of, from an Irish Kennel Club point of view, point out is that they're not a pedigree dog. They're not registered by the Irish Kennel Club. Whereas, you know, there is a number of other restricted breeds which are, you know, there would be pedigree dogs registered by the Irish Kennel Club and would be kind of bred and owned by responsible owners who do the correct health testing, the correct temperament testing. And that's supported by the Irish Kennel Club hugely.
Just to clarify, Orla, one thing for me on this. These XL bully dogs, they're not a breed. They're a cousin of the bulldog. Is that the bulldog's the breed, isn't it?
No, they're not a cousin of the bulldog. They actually come from the American pit bull terrier. It's a kind of a cross between those. And anyone who's seen them is they're a really strong, really aggressive, really aggressive looking dog. They're quite intimidating. So that would be, some of them have cropped ears, which obviously is illegal in Ireland. But that would be the type of dog they are. But they're a very kind of an intimidating, because
they're a desperate looking thing, Orla.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they're awful looking things.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're intimidating, to say the least.
So, the pit bull at the moment is on the... So in Ireland, we don't ban anything. In England, they ban some of these dogs. In Wales, they ban them. We ban nothing. We have a couple of exemptions.
We have 11 breeds which are on our restricted breeds. Now, that basically means that there's certain criteria around those breeds, so that they must be more vulnerable at all times when they're out in public. They have to be kept in a short leash. They have to be handled by a person over the age of 16 who has control of the dog as well. And they also have to be identifiable by on their collar, which would have the name, the address of the owner. So that's where our restricted breeds come in at the moment. And as I said, but these would all be dogs that, let's say, some of the ones that would be included would be the Staffordshire Bull Terrier, the Bull Mastiffs, the Dobermans, the Shepherds. But again, they're pedigree breeds. We have, you know, they're registered with the Irish Kennel Club, so we have numbers, we have statistics on these breeds. But the XL Bully are not a pedigree breed, so obviously, numbers wise and everything else, it is very hard to kind of to put a statistic on them. But how many of them are in the country?
Even if we did have all of that, right? Just for a moment, mm-hmm. Orla, if we had all of the stats and you know, the Kennel Club, the Irish Kennel Club, recognised the XL Bully dog as a breed, it still doesn't take away from the fact whether or not they should be banned.
Yeah, and
why,
I think that's
why does anyone need one of them?
That's the point. I think that's where this stakeholder group, the whole thing comes back to responsible dog ownership. And if this is what this stakeholder group, as I said, it's looking at the many issues around responsible dog ownership. And that's the key to owning any dog, is to be a responsible dog owner, to be aware of your breed, be aware of, let's say, if you've one of the restricted breeds, the restrictions around owning a breed. And I think that's where we need, it comes around to responsibility and responsibility of an owner, you know, and as long as we can do that, and if this stakeholder group looking at this issue, I think they will definitely be now looking at the whole area around the XL Bully.
You can be all the responsible owner you want. Like, these dogs are, like, by all accounts, in terms of their strengths, their, you know, their ability mm-hmm. to attack by compared, yeah. you know, in comparison to mm-hmm. other types and breeds of dogs. It's nothing to say the dog can't turn on you.
No, and the statistics would show, and the research would show, is it genetic? There's a probability that there's a genetic element that these dogs are obviously wired, genetically wired, that they can be quite, you know, nice to live with. They can be the ideal pet, and for whatever reason, they'll just turn.
Stay with us if you don't mind, Orla, for a moment, because I have a couple of other people I'd love to hear from if you're actually an owner of one of these XL Bully dogs today, I want to chat to you on the show. It's 1800 453 106. Maureen Byrne is on the line. Maureen's a certified clinical animal behaviourist. Should we ban these dogs, Maureen?
Hi, Andrea. Look, it's an odd one. By and large, bans are not a good idea because they tend to drive the whole thing underground, and you tend to get an evolution then of other big musty the place of the one that's currently causing the problem. Now, that's a sort of a general view that I would have, but the situation has changed with the XL Bullies, in my opinion, that they're different. And they're different because, there's a lot of different reasons, but they haven't gone through this long process of decades and even hundreds of years of being bred to be pet dogs, the way that Labradors have, the way that German Shepherds have and Jack Russells have. So they're a very new, as Orla said, they're not a breed, they're a type, but they're very new. And they were never really intended to be pet dogs. And I've met some lovely ones. But the problem with them is that they don't have the same behavioural development that other breeds of dog have when it comes to living as a pet animal.
So your point is that, you know, even if we were to ban, say the working group come out with these recommendations in a couple of weeks mm-hmm. and they say, right, XL bully dogs banned, other dogs that are on the restricted list, you know, maybe they just remain where they are with the current exceptions or exemptions that are in place. You think this people will still have them? They'll keep them. They'll breed
them. I do. I actually do think that in this case, we have a terrible lack of research and a terrible lack of statistics when it comes to these things, and that's the first thing that needs to happen.
You need dog wardens would have to lift them, basically, isn't it?
Well,
it's enforcement.
But the point behind data is that the enforcement can then be informed enforcement. And that's the background behind all good legislation is knowledge and data and information. And we don't have that at the moment. And, you know, people like me are not consulted when it comes to dog attacks, because we could get some very valuable information about the dogs and about their where they came from, who bred them, what their genetics are, how they were reared, how they were treated in the home. All of that sort of thing would help us to understand why this sort of thing is happening. Now, in the meantime, there is There is one statistic that we cannot argue with, and that is that XL bullies have killed a lot of people.
I heard this morning Pat mention 23 since 2001 in the UK.
Yeah,
23 people have been killed.
Shocking and horrifying, and that statistic does speak volumes. And I know this review amongst some owners, but I think we need to try and put a system in place where XL bullies cannot be brought into the country, cannot be bred, and are essentially banned or very strictly restricted, and that that restriction is enforced.
Yeah. Jim is joining us as well, Maureen and Orla. Jim, do you want them banned?
Yes, I do. And quite a lot of dogs on that restricted list. First, can I offer my condolences to the Maury family on the passing away of their daughter, Nicole? Very sad. But, I mean, I'd just like to say that quite often with these dogs, a lot of it's down to owners and the lack of training or handling that the owners do not have. I was listening to the Clare dog warden this morning on the radio, and he was saying that even your most friendly dog sometimes, and especially after he mentioned barbecues or people drinking alcohol, now not implying that Nicole was drinking alcohol, but just sort of saying that even your family pet or the large dogs, they can quickly turn and they feel that maybe it's something from your breath, otherwise then they maybe could be the smell from barbecue meat or something like that.
Yeah, I know you're not talking about the incident that happened in Limerick at all,
no.
but just in a very general sense. But that's the point. They can just turn. Sure, Maureen said it herself.
Yes. Yeah, and then also, I mean, whilst I don't like to welcome anybody having to go to jail, but I do think it was just right that the people done whose dog attacked the young boy and his corgi, that they...
Okay. So you think we need some kind of strict... You think there needs to be some kind of stricter enforcement, Jim, around all of this?
Yeah. I mean, there were 3,158 emergency inpatient hospitalisation with dog bites. And the majority were from but young children from zero, obviously, well, one or two, up to 14 years of age. But I go walking my two dogs. I used to walk my two dogs in Kilboggart Park here, close by to where I live. But you get people out there, and some of them have these dogs that are on restricted lists. And they're not walking them on long leads. Some are very good, and they will do that. And then some will have them on a long lead. And then when you give them a stare or complain to them, then they'll pull them back on a short lead. And it's very dangerous. And some of them are running freely. And I challenged one person one day, and he said, I have full control over him. And yet the dog was about 150 yards away.
That's the point, Maureen. I was out for a walk recently and I passed somebody who was a guy and he had I don't know whether it was a pit bull or a bulldog or some sort of a cross. It could well have been one of these XL bully dogs. There was absolutely no muzzle on the dog.
Yeah.
And the dog was bringing him for a walk.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying about enforcement. And the enforcement has been poor. And that's because of under-resourcing, I think, more than anything. But I think it's important to just point out as well that when it comes to pet dogs that I was talking about, that they've evolved to be pet dogs and to live in the home and to be with humans, when they bite somebody, it's usually because there's something else has happened. There's been a fearful, something has happened to frighten the dog or otherwise, you know, there's a circumstance that you could say, well, you know, maybe if that hadn't happened, the dog wouldn't have bitten. So the dog is usually biting out of fear and it's usually damage, but they don't kill. And that's the difference between the vast majority of other breeds and the XL bully.
Rory is on the line as well. Rory, you're also you're a dog trainer. You work with, I believe, some of these restricted breeds. Do you think the XL bully should be banned?
I would love... It would be very easy for me to say yes, it would be a quick solution to what is a really serious problem. Look, just ban them, get rid of them. That means there's less of them to do the damage that they're doing. And any attack on a human is horrible for the person and it's horrible for all concerned. But my fear I have is when I look back at the last 40 or 50 years, as each of the dogs, there's a couple of dogs like the American Pit Bull Terrier, the Doberman, the German Shepherd's dog and the Rottweiler, as they were introduced to the countries like Ireland and the UK, from whence they originated. There was an upsurge in attack, and there was an upsurge in the reporting of it, and rightly so. The fear is that if we as a people, every time there is an attack, call out to the government to govern us stronger, to introduce more legislation, to enforce it harder, what we're doing is relinquishing our responsibility. And it is my responsibility as an owner of dogs that is that are on that list to make sure that I am capable of handling them and managing them in any situation that I put them in, bring them in, that I obey the law at all times as it stands, and that I don't allow things to go wrong. I think owners of dogs that aren't on the restricted breed should be aware of the law that they are governed by and follow that while it's in existence. But I don't believe that because, like, if all the Rottweilers had been banned at the time when they were introduced to Ireland and the UK as a result of the reports of the attacks, then I'm afraid we would be left with very few breeds. And I don't want to own an XL bully. I have no interest in owning one. But I don't think it's up to me or the government to tell you that you are not allowed to own one. I don't think that would be a good road to go down, to blanket breed the ban. I think the fact that you're that the media now are talking about the attacks, that are talking about the statistics that are there about the mortalities and about the incidences of hospitals taking people in after bites, I think that's fantastic, because what it's doing is making people aware. But I think making people aware of the level of responsibility of owning these dogs. I'm just afraid we anthropomorphize the dog too much. We attribute them human traits, and people have a lot of emotion tied up in their dog, and it's very easy to judge, and it's very easy to say, my dog would never bite a child, my dog would never bite me, how dare you say such a thing. The truth is that this is a domesticated predator that we choose to live with. They don't have morals.
It's something that's capable of, like, in some of these cases, some of these breeds are capable of killing people. Like, I can't understand why anybody would want to keep one in the first instance.
I'll give you one reason, okay? I founded a charity 3 years ago, the Canine Wildlife Project, and we train dogs and transport them to Africa, and they assist very effectively in the war against poaching the last of the black rhino that exists on the earth. The German Shepherd's dog has the ability to kill someone, but it was the first dog to guide the blind. It can detect epileptic seizures from sufferers of them. So while I don't want to own an XL bully, I don't think it is the right of the government or anyone else to tell me that I shouldn't own one because of the attacks that have been recently there.
Gerry, do you agree with that? Gerry is with us on the line.
Hello. Yeah, I agree with most of what that gentleman has just said, Andrea. And I think we should pride ourselves as a nation, despite the tragic events of the last 48 hours, we should pride ourselves that we don't have our dogs banned. And as much as everyone is saying, and you've just said it, that I don't see how somebody would want to own a dog killer, very many large dogs have the capacity to do this. I rescued an American bully, and I did send this to Pat earlier on. It didn't get read out, but I did send a little message, and the message was that the American bully is four types. The XL is the one that everyone is calling the American bully. So there are four types, and if we ban the American bully, we're banning the four types. But unfortunately, it's going to get lost in a loophole, because if somebody says we are banning the XL bully, the other three types of American bully, which incidentally is bred from the Patterdale Terrier and the Pitbull, and as has already been said on the show, is a very young breed. Now, I rescued one from the ISPCA a number of years ago, and that dog for 1 year was an Irish therapy dog. I have five dogs. I have, and three of them, including the American Bully, are on the restricted list. Two Rottweilers, one that has three legs. And the answer to the question as to why would someone want a restricted breed dog is to give them a chance. As that gentleman has really pointed out, Nobody wants Rottweilers, and certainly nobody wanted a three-legged Rottweiler who found his way to me in the last 5 weeks. However, there is a responsibility that goes with it. And as I said, my American bully, she visited dementia patients in a care home in Clondalkin for 1 year until somebody said she's going to be put on the restricted list. So it can be done and done well. However, Andrea, this dog has what's called a prey drive. And that prey drive was also mentioned on Pat's show earlier. And that means that if it's triggered, it can be fatal. And in terms of statistics, this appears to be the first death. And it's a tragic situation because it's fresh in everybody's mind.
Absolutely.
And like that, the condolences to the family. And there's no way somebody can actually fight the cause of any restricted breed today effectively. However, the point is that these dogs are here. And if the ban comes swiftly, or a ban comes swiftly, the question then is, what happens to all of the dogs that are currently here? Is it just a case of bringing the dog you have to surrender them, like it was in the UK. And let's not forget about the UK. It is only England and Wales. You can have an American bully. I will use the title American bully because there are four types. Albeit the XL bully is the one.
Is the one we're talking about.
Has the numbers attributed to it.
Yeah. Do you know, Orla, when will this working committee that the minister has set up, they're looking at all of the different measures to try and, you know, control to examine different ways, around dog control. Do you know when they report back, Orla?
I don't. I'll be honest with you, I don't. I think they very much have set down their guidelines as to where they want to go, I think, and what they want to achieve. And again, similar to what a lot of your callers have said, the last thing we want to do is knee-jerk reaction and just rush in and make decisions. We need to get statistics. We need to get our information in line. And I think that's where that stakeholder group will benefit this whole question around the banning of the XL bullies the restricted breeds. At the moment, obviously they have their restrictions in place and they have very, very
I have a load of messages here from people today and I could start reading them now, talking about neighbours and people they've met on the road who have different types of dogs that are on the restricted breed list that should be wearing a muzzle, that weren't wearing them, that the owners sometimes won't put them on. I'm not saying that's the case for every owner or for Jerry that was with us, but these are the stories that I'm getting here in WhatsApp today. It should absolutely be the case that if somebody is out there with a dog in public that should have a muzzle on them, if the dog doesn't have the muzzle, that dog should be taken off that person and they should not be allowed another one. They should not be allowed to own another one.
That goes back to the actual purpose of this working committee, which I'm so delighted about, which is responsible dog ownership is what they're looking at. And that comes back to everything we've just said. If you own a dog that's on the restricted list, that you're aware of the rules and the regulations around owning that dog, that you adhere to the rules, and again, responsible dog ownership. Even goes into like choosing a breed that's going to suit your lifestyle, that's going to suit, having a large kind of any kind of a dog, you need to look at your...
Here's a story here. We bought a house 6 months ago, says this listener. We saved for 5 years and now the neighbour has one of these bully dogs. They've no fence or gate. The dog actually keeps coming into our yard. I have three small kids, all under six, and we're now terrified to leave them outside. We're now living as prisoners in our own home. I've actually been chased by this dog. I barely made it to the front door. My kids wouldn't have made it. The owners don't care. Basically say that we are the problem and not the dog. The dog's constantly barking and growling at us. I rang the dog warden and they say basically there's nothing they can do. They should be, that fam, that listener should be ringing the guards today about this. No question about it. And that dog should not be going in and out of their neighbour's backyard with no muzzle on it. If it's a dog that's on the restricted list, it should be lifted off the people if that's the case. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Orla, Maureen, Jim, Rory, Jerry, thank you for getting in touch with us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on Newstalk.